at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. We're at the JW Marriott Hotel with the head coach of the Jaguars, Gus Bradley, fresh off the plane. Welcome to Indy. All this talk, and it's finally here.
You know what it is? It's exciting. I mean, we had the Senior Bowl, got a chance to meet 100 guys. Now we get another batch of guys to take a look at and interview and watch them compete. So it'll be a great time.
You've said before, of course, you want to take advantage of every opportunity given to you. This is just another one to talk to guys, get the medical guys talking to players as well, and you have to take advantage of it.
You really do. And, you know, all of our coaches, we've done some preliminary work with the guys. I mean, a lot of our time has been on free agency, but we have looked at the college guys enough to have a good feel for them. So we'll get some of our questions answered without a doubt.
In the interview process, I bet you just eat up interview process. You love talking to players and getting inside their heads.
Well, you know, you get 15 minutes, you know, with interviews, and there's a lot of people in there that have a lot of questions. It's hard to get all the information out in 15 minutes, but I think you can get a feel for them, and I think you can get a feel for how they look at certain things, and, you know, not any crazy questions, but just really some questions that pertain to our culture and what we're looking for, and it'll be interesting to see how some of them answer them.
In 15 minutes, though, is it difficult to crack a guy who might have a rehearsed answer for a certain?
You know, it generally is, but we've been involved with interviews where guys break out in a cold sweat and get really nervous, and that doesn't mean anything, you know, one way or the other. I think you can look too much into it, but I think that you look for certain traits and you're looking for certain things. I think for most of them, they go very well, but there are occasions when there's some red flags that come up.
Now, on the field process, what do you take away from the actual on-field drill?
Right. Well, it's just another part of the evaluation, like you mentioned earlier, JP. It's, you know, whether a guy runs a good 40 time or not, that's not going to be the sole reason why you take him in the draft. But it can enhance it. And I think that, you know, sometimes you can get too caught up in what they do at the combine. It still has to go back to what they've done on the field. But I think, you know, when you take a look at them on at the combine and some of the skill sets they have and how they perform in kind of a heightened environment, I think that just adds to it. And sometimes that affects how they're drafted. They might go earlier or later because of that. So it has its importance.
Gus, have a great week. We'll see you throughout here in Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh, that's great. We look forward to it.
From the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis at the JW Marriott Hotel, we're joined by the general manager of the Jaguars, Dave Caldwell. Hey, we're finally here. After all the talk about the combine, you finally made it. Welcome.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, and this is just another step in our process before draft day.
A lot of interviews planned, of course, but there are rules on how many and how long. What are some of those rules?
You can do as many as 60 and for 15 minutes apiece. And you can do some external ones. Your position coaches can do some external ones all week. And we'll get almost everybody here. At least somebody from our department will have interviewed them.
We talked to Gus a little bit about this, but there's only a certain amount of time, of course, and it's tough to get certain info out of players in 15 minutes worth of time, right? And how do you strategize that, talking about your culture and how a player might fit?
We have a little bit of a game plan for each athlete that comes through and what we're going to ask and what we want to target, whether it's intelligence or character. And, you know, it's just part of the process. We're not going to make a decision solely based on an interview. And, you know, we'll circle back if there's something that we need to follow back up on.
You're a scout, of course, at heart, on the field. Is there anything that a player can do to make him jump up a board all of a sudden at the combine?
Yeah, we try not to jump too far up or too far back based off of what they do in the combine. You got to think we have at least 3 to 4 years on each of these guys watching video, watching them play games, seeing them practice. And, you know, we have a pretty good idea what their value is. And this is just going to kind of confirm our beliefs or make us go back and make sure that we're really right on our player.
Of course, this goes right into the start of free agency coming up in a few weeks. How do you balance the two? Because I know there's probably work going on behind the scenes getting ready for that period.
Yeah, well, we have two pro scouts right now that are still back in Jacksonville, and they'll be joining us later in the week here. But we just met before we left with our pro department, and our coaching staff just finished their reports on our guys. So we have a pretty good idea and game plan of how to attack it, and we'll just see what happens. You know, there's going to be some players that come off our pro board because of they get signed by their own club or franchise tag. So we'll see how it works.
Is it still strange coming back to Indianapolis? Are you over that?
You know, I enjoy coming back here. This is a great place. This is where my son was born. I got married when I was living here. So we have a lot of good friends that are still here in the community. And I enjoy coming back and seeing some old faces.
Dave, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Thanks, JP.